Good morning. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I was really looking at this concept of being into that future reality that you have not yet generated and created. I wanted to look at not being quite so attached to everything that's around you right now. And I wanted to invite you today to loosen your grips on reality. Right? Oh, what if it's just a little bit different than you're picturing it right now? Right? What if it's just a little bit different than it could be if you're willing to make some choices that are out of the comfort of your normal choices and out of the place of your normal brain? And what if it all looked so differently a year from now when you were willing to suspend the attachment to the exact way things were done and the exact way they're showing up for you? Yeah, what if you could just reach to a different space and start getting the energy from that space? So is it a different house? Is it a different work environment? Is it a different set of people around you? What would be so beyond joyful that you can't even really, like, it just makes you so excited you can't even think straight, right? Have you invited anything into your life lately that gives you that sense of unbridled, flipping, off the mother effing chart joy lately? Because we get so bound down by our day-to-day and we get so bound down by the choices we've made. And you know, it's not fake that you've made bad choices or choices that were limiting. It's not wrong. Here's the thing. If you don't make new choices today, then your tomorrow won't look different, you know? That, right? So what's one new choice you could make today? One new place you could reach for today? One space of being that's so different than the choices you've made? There you go. Whew, so different. And one small different choice is going to ripple out like a pebble in a big old pond. You throw the pebble and you see the ripples out, right? You see the ripples out. Now you get a little bit of a bigger rock and you throw that in. You watch those pebbles, right? Or you skip a stone and each place it drops, it ripples. Where can you ripple joy today that you have not chosen it in the past? This is really an intense sense of knowing of your own power. Could you walk into a room, smile so big, everyone in the room is glad that you were born? Yeah, that's the power you have. I had a friend one morning. She chose to change Walmart. She went in and she was in a huge Walmart and she chose to change it. She just smiled so big. She walked through every aisle. She smiled at every baby. She grinned at every adult. She smiled at everyone who worked there. She walked through. She was just this, like, you know, crazy happy being. And the whole energy of the store changed. And she could feel it, right? So what's your magic that you've been hiding? Or what magic have you been stomping down? Or what brilliance and capacity do you have that you have just not been willing to share because it's so bright and nobody gets you and nobody understands you and nobody sees you, right? Oh my goodness. So where could you just stand up bigger and let that brightness be known? There you go. And each day is a brand new gift. It's a present. You haven't unwrapped it yet. You don't know what it's going to bring you. You can't actually know because it has not happened yet. And although the future may be predestined by choices you've made, the actual future has not happened yet. And your point of power is right in this instant. Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm preaching today. I'm having a great morning. I woke up very early and I danced a lot today. And I changed my body chemistry a little bit. And I drank a lot of water. And I just stepped up into my potency just a fraction of an inch more than I had been yesterday. And I wonder if you could do that too. Could you just step up into your potency and your power just an inch more, just a little bit more, just an inch more? And then I'm going to show you something from one of my books. It was called Prospect When You're Happy. It's the very first book. And what I do, it's really funny too, is when the phone rings, I pretend it's like the good news I've been waiting for. And I answer like, hello? Where's on the other end is like, what? I'm like, oh, you know, I thought you were like telling me, you know, you don't even have to tell them, but you just have this in your mind's eye that they're the one telling you that you won the lottery or something. And so you just picture that's like the good news of today when they call. And when you treat them like that, it's a little bit jolting for them. They're like, huh? You know, huh? I didn't expect you to answer like that. It's a little bit strange. But just see if as you go about your day to day, that you can kind of look around each corner for one great thing that might show up. And then I'm going to do one last thing this morning because I'm in such a good mood and I want to share that with you. And this is to picture something showing up that's an indicator that you're on track. So it's an indicator you're on track. So one time I said, show me a red balloon. I'm not kidding. A few hours later, I was driving home and I went around this one corner and there was a red balloon tied to an open house sign that had like fallen over. So it was just sort of suspended above the grass down the street. It was like four houses away. Isn't that interesting? So what could you ask to show up, like a purple feather or, you know, a pink butterfly, or, you know, what could you ask to show up today that gives you an indication that there's something magic going on and that you're present to it or that you're on track? So do that today. See if anything shows up. And then, hey, send me a quick message if it does. I love hearing about magic. It's happypublishing@gmail.com. Go ahead and connect with me and let me know what's going on. Thanks and have a beautiful day.